This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
On today's show, we've went through 2017, and now it's time to look ahead to 2018 and what we should do going into the retirement red zone.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Great show lined up for you today. I'm consumer advocate Steve Siddall, and with me, of course, John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services. John, welcome.
How are you doing, Steve?
I'm doing well, thank you. And so here it is, the end of the year already. It goes by so fast, they all go by fast. But with 2018 on the horizon, maybe it's time to take a look, make sure that all our I's are dotted and T's crossed as we head into retirement, especially if you're planning to retire, say, in 2018 or 19. And the top of the lists, I think, maybe figure out your stable retirement income, what that's going to be.
Steve, when we sit down with our clients and we sit down and do any kind of financial plan, that's the first thing you got to deal with. How much money you're going to need on a monthly basis to put food on the tables, pay the bills that occur every single month, like gas, health insurance, you know, electric bills, taxes, especially here in Crook County, as we like to call it. And once we get that number met, okay, then it's okay to like dabble into other things and like put away for the future, unforeseen costs, maybe leave money to our children, things like that. But again, you have to start with a budget, and you need to know what your budget is every single month, and we'd have to adapt and develop a plan that's going to meet that for you. I mean, we have people coming in here so often that are so out of whack, and they don't know what their budget is, and then, you know, I need $10,000 a month, but I'm only going to get $3,000 from Social Security, and I don't have anything saved for retirement. So, I mean, people like that, they have issues, and we need to change a lot of things and understand that. I think once people realize, okay, if I need $4,000 a month, I know I'm going to get $2,500 or $3,000 from Social Security. Where do we get that other $1,000 from? And for a lot of our clients who come in here, I mean, it's pretty realistic. People have saved in 401ks. Some of them even have traditional pensions. You know, they might have inherited money from parents, things like that. We need to take a look, okay, which bucket of money are we going to pull from that tries to reduce their taxable income as well? So they're not paying unnecessarily taxes on Social Security and things like that. So I think it's very important to sit down with somebody who understands how income planning works and take a look at every bucket of money that people have and figure out which ones do we use at certain times in retirement.
Well, John, you said it before in that it's not a retirement plan until it's an income plan.
Well, yeah. So retirement plans, I mean, we use our retirement plans for an income plan when we retire. So we're no longer making them paychecks coming in every single work from our employer or whatever we're doing for income. We have to rely on our retirement savings. For a lot of retirees, Social Security is going to make up 70% of their income in retirement. The other 30% shortfall is going to come from pensions, savings, 401k plans, things like that. So we need to take a look at the whole picture, see what they have set aside for retirement, and try to figure out a plan that works for them and what their needs are. And I think that's the biggest case scenario. We had a lady came in the office last week. She's going to be moving to Arizona. She wanted to pay off her house, and she wanted to take $100,000 from her 401k. Well, the problem with that is you got to take $130,000 from your 401k to get your $100,000 to pay off the taxes, because Uncle Sam wants his piece before you can pay off that house.
Well, that's always the case, and then that comes down to budgeting as well, and you've got to have a budget. And you just said a lot of folks, it's a difficult thing to try and manage and to understand even.
It's kind of scary how many people out there do not even know what they need on a monthly basis. They're pretty much winging it. They kind of have a fair idea, but they never actually sit down, put paper to ink to paper, and figure, okay, here's what I need for this bill. Here's what I need for taxes. Here's what I need for health insurance, things like that. I think it's important to have a very understandable budget, realistic budget. And then when you know when you're going to retire, okay, well, how do I meet this budget? We know what we're going to get from our income streams, whether it's pension income, whether it's going to be Social Security income. And then again, how do we make up that shortfall? I mean, are we going to take it from 401ks? Are we going to take it from maybe for teachers here, 403bs or their TRS? We work with a lot with city workers here where they're in deferred compensation, 457 plans. A lot of people have Roth IRA accounts out there. And when we pull from these accounts, they're all taxed differently. We need to see where they're going to come and try to reduce that taxable income for them.
Well, another thing too, folks, you talk about having a 401k or even an IRA, and they just kind of leave it out there and let it do its own thing. But it's really important to understand what is being invested in and what that ultimately is costing you.
A lot of people don't realize, again, you know, the impact of taxes going into retirement. You know, we do workshops all across the suburbs out here in Chicago. And I think a lot of people, when we talk to them, especially in our Social Security seminars, they really don't have any idea that the penalties they have to take if they do not take distributions from their IRA starting at 70 and a half. A lot of clients are unaware of that. They also didn't even know that some of them, do they have to take money from their IRAs at 70 and a half? So I think education is so important. An ounce of prevention is better than 20 ounces of maintenance.
That makes sense. And again, so yeah, understand what you're investing in. But then the other thing, especially if you're going to retire next year, the year after, you need to figure out your health insurance. You know, if you're 65 or older, it's Medicare, but there are other things and other policies you should look at.
I mean, there's certain things like long-term care is a big thing, especially when it comes to our clients. I mean, you need supplemental insurance to help pay the differences that Medicare does not pay. You know, you need to plan for, I mean, keep in mind, retirement is not, you're not retiring from something, you're retiring to something.
Sure.
And that's a different way of life. You know, you're going to have spending more time together. You're going to have a lot more time on your hands. You know, plan vacations. You know, make times for yourself and your spouse. Go visit the kids, the grandkids, things you were not able to do while you were working. And make sure that you have sufficient income to pay for all of that without worrying, hey, where's my next paycheck going to come from? So planning ahead is very important. You know, getting your ducks in a row, knowing, hey, where this paycheck is going to come from every single month. Don't forget to enjoy yourself. I mean, again, you are retiring. Spend time on yourself.
Absolutely.
As the old saying goes, it says you might as well spend. There's no point being the richest person in the graveyard either.
Exactly.
You know, you can't take it with you.
Exactly. So one of the things, too, is as folks get close to retirement, you know, there's the whole paid time off thing, because a lot of times a business owner or a corporation isn't going to pay you for the time that you have accrued. So you need to be sure and take that before you leave.
Well, absolutely. So, I mean, know what your benefits are from work. I mean, if you have unpaid vacation time, make sure you take advantage of that. In fact, we had a client come in here last week. She's going to be retiring at the end of the year here, and she's got 3 weeks paid vacation coming to her in January. So she's just going to plan on retiring after the 3-week vacation. So, I mean, hey, take advantage of that. I mean, that's a couple of $1,000 in her pocket. She's worked all her life. She earned it. So, again, just know what your summary plan descriptions allow you to do through your jobs. I mean, everybody's careers are different. Everybody's workplaces and environment are different. Everybody's benefits are different.
Absolutely.
So just know what you're entitled to, and I think that's where you got to start.
And you talked about this just a moment ago, but make plans for your time. Like you said, plan for vacations, plan for seeing the grandkids, plan for the travel that you've always wanted to do.
Because now it's a totally different lifestyle. I mean, a lot of our clients have children living, like, they're not right next door. They're across the country. In fact, that a lady came in the office on Friday. She's heading out for Thanksgiving out to Utah to visit her kids. So, and then she's got another child in Florida, and she's going to go to Christmas to visit that child. So, I mean, these are kind of things that while we're in our working years, we don't plan in all these, you know, added travel expenses. If you have children living across the country, that's another expense that people really kind of, I don't want to say take for granted, but they don't plan for it. So just know where we're going to get the money to pay for all these trips, I think, is very important. And again, peace of mind in retirement is, if like I said, if I need $4,000 or $5,000 a month, I know I'm getting it on the first of every single month.
That's, yeah, absolutely. And that's all about the plan. And as you've said time and time again, it's all about the plan.
Well, again, that's why we put together a complete income plan, portfolio analysis here as a fiduciary firm. And John Herron here does a great job of putting together all the income plans and as far as seeing what the clients are actually paying in fees and what their performance has been in their portfolios with different firms, and giving them a second opinion on what they're doing. I think that's also very important. For all of our listeners, give us a call. We'll put together a complete income plan. We'll do a complete portfolio analysis. And right now, especially coming towards the end of the year, it's a great time to look at people's 401ks. Give it like a health check. We give away Coach Pete's 401k survival guide, which talks about all the benefits that are in 401ks and the best ways to move them, especially when it comes close to retirement and protecting that asset. And we also give away a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement. And that's very important. And then for any of our clients who come on board with $250,000, we provide them with a free will and a power of attorney for finance and for healthcare. And for any of our listeners who come on board, Steve, with over $500,000, we provide them with a living trust, which helps them avoid the probate process completely. So give us a call.
That sounds great. And, you know, that 401k survival guide just been updated for 2018. So all the latest information is there. You're going to get that. You know, and finally, somebody's offering retirees and pre-retirees some common sense and straight talk instead of what amounts to be financial double talk in a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down and get a financial roadmap put together. And John Kelly can translate for you that complex financial world into really clear instructions. It is an excellent chance for you to get a true, practical financial review. And for anybody listening right now, that number to call is 800-477-1135. And when you do, you'll get a comprehensive financial review showing you where you are right now. But most importantly, it's a roadmap to get you where you need to be. In short, you've got nothing to lose. So call right now, 800-477-1135. Again, that's 800-477-1135.
We need to take a break, but coming up, census data shows that 79% of American workers have access to 401ks. But do they really know about them? Questions answered next.